The latest waiting list figures have just been published this morning while we've been on air. This is, of course, referring to health. We're going to talk to Janice Smith from the RCN. Good morning, Janice.
Good morning.
And also to Colin McGrath from the SDLP. They make pretty grim reading, Janice. Just to give you a few of them here, there's quite a few. Waiting times for a first outpatient appointment at the 31st of December 2016, so at the end of last year, a total of 246,198 patients were waiting for a first consultant-led appointment. Now, that's 1.3 or 3,000, just over 3,000 more than in September of last year. And 4,600, which is over 10,000 more than the December before. A little bit confusing with all the figures, Janice, but it's not going in the right direction.
It's not going in the right direction, and I think the key message here is that the latest figures represent, you know, a continuing serious decline in the performance of our health services here in relation to waiting times. And, you know, we've got now, what, about one in seven of our population on a waiting list? I mean, I think it is just a situation that is deteriorating day by day, and every one of those 246,000 people that you mentioned is a person, you know, who has got some kind of a condition.
Well, that's it, Janice, and it's easy to
forget.
Yeah, it's easy to forget that there's a person behind each statistic.
Absolutely.
What about your members, the people that are working on the ground? What are they saying to you?
Well, we know from close contact with our members that they are very concerned. I mean, some nurses carry out some tests and there's waiting lists for even to have those done. But nurses also, you know, can provide solutions to some of these things. And there are very good examples in Northern Ireland where nurses transformed outpatients services, for example, and either those are done now by follow-up. For example, cancer treatment can be done now by providing patients with a helpline. So there's no routine follow-up outpatients, but if you have a problem, they educate the patients how to monitor their conditions. And if you have a problem, you ring and we guarantee you you'll be seen within 24 hours. And that frees up then medical staff to see more patients. There are many others I could quote. So what I would say is that nurses who are running some services even have waiting lists for them, and that is concerning them greatly. But secondly, nurses often can provide solutions to some of these things and free up medical staff then to see more patients and treat more patients. And I would just say that I think that the transformation that needs to be done absolutely needs to be done, and nurses were devastated.
Well, waiting,
the situation deteriorates to where we are.
Yeah, waiting times for inpatient and day case admission, the lists are up since December 2015 to September 2016. There are 70,782 people waiting for admission to hospital. And that's just over 3,700 more than in December 2015. Colin, I keep saying it makes grim reading. This is going to make people that are already concerned about their health even more anxious.
Indeed it will. And of course, I share with everybody else the anger that there's going to be about these statistics, because there are two clear facts here. Waiting times are getting worse. They're deteriorating. And the other fact is that we don't even have a government that can respond to that. We don't have a government to be able to take action. There will be nothing done about this. And we have a fear, a real fear, that in a couple of weeks' time, we're going to do a protracted period of negotiations and the threat of direct rule, which means that we will have a Tory government making decisions about our health service. And I can say now, do we honestly think that our waiting times are going to get better under a Tory government making decisions about Northern Ireland? It won't. We need a clear choice. We need a government, and I can tell you, you'll get
well,
that.
What is the big SDLP plan then, Colin?
Well, we have a number of initiatives that we would like to put forward. For example, it is the priority from our document that was launched yesterday for the election. We want to see an emergency budget that addresses straight away the problems that there are. We're not going to be able to resolve the problems of the health service if we don't immediately try and divert some funds into them, because they're desperately needed to give the staff the resources that they need to be able to shorten these waiting lists. And, you know, the staff are doing tremendous work. They're working under serious pressure. They're putting in the extra hours. They're going the extra mile. And unfortunately, our government wasn't.
Janice, in terms of the figures that in particular concern you or the areas within the health service, is there any change in what we've seen in the trends over the last year or so?
No, what I would say is, each one of us, I'm sure, have who know people who were waiting for admission to hospital and who were had to ring every day to see if there was a bed, and maybe every day for a week, every day for 2 weeks. And what we all need to understand is the impact that that has on the individual and their families and indeed their employers and their ability to work. Because if you are waiting every day to see if you're getting to hospital and you're not going to be at work, there is an employer waiting every day to see if his employee or her employee is going to be at work. So the actual impact on society that all of this has is a story yet untold. And that's the bit that really upsets and annoys nurses, because they know many of these patients. They know many of these patients need treatment. And I think that the recent programme that was done by the BBC, the documentary about our health service, was outstanding. And if you've even seen in it, where two consultants went in on a Saturday to do an operation for a patient. So the commitment is absolutely there from the staff. But we need political leadership, leadership in the system, and new thinking around what are we going to do to serve the population yeah. and meet their needs.
There is a lot of information in these stats, which of course is difficult to get across in a couple of minutes, but going back to the waiting times for inpatient and day case admission, now the target is 55% of patients to be have no longer than a 13-week wait. At the minute, 55.3, which is almost 40,000 patients, they're waiting more than 13 weeks, and then there's 12%, which is 8,470. They're waiting more than 52 weeks for either inpatient or day case admission. It's incredible, Colin.
Yeah, it absolutely is. And I mean, when you go down as well and start to figure in the times that there's been 12-hour breaches of accident and emergency care, you start to see figures tripling over the space of the year. And you look at each line of the figures, and what you see is an increase and increase and increase. And I think it's been well put forward today in this conversation, the fact that those are people, there are people in our community, they're not getting resolution to their waiting times, the appointments that they need to get. They look to their politicians for some direction, and up to now, they haven't been getting that.
Okay. Colin McGrath from the SDLP and Janice Smith from the RCN, thank you very much.